I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. All right, let's put the answer to our geo quiz on the table. We wanted you to name two countries where divorce is illegal. If you came up with Malta and the Philippines, you would be correct. Japan, on the other hand, does allow divorce. In fact, as many as a third of Japanese marriages now end that way. Now, one Japanese entrepreneur has come up with a ceremony to help divorcing couples mark the occasion. Akiko Fujita attended a divorce ceremony in Tokyo and sent us this report.
It's a hot and muggy afternoon in Tokyo's Asakusa district. The neighborhood is home to the city's oldest Buddhist temple, and it attracts crowds of tourists every day. But the man and woman waiting outside the temple aren't here for a photo op. They're here to end their two-year marriage. Maki and Hirotaka Amitani sit silently in separate rickshaws as event planner Hiroki Terai and a friend of the couple follow behind on foot. 26-year-old Hirotaka tells me the ceremony was his wife's idea. He's still not sure why he's going through with it. Planner Hiroki Terai says it's not unusual for couples to have doubts before calling it quits. He began officiating divorce ceremonies last year after hearing about a friend's bitter breakup. He says he never understood why people celebrated weddings but never divorce. I wanted to create a ceremony that allowed couples to mark a new beginning. Terai charges about $30 per person for the ceremony. It begins with a rickshaw ride and ends at the divorce mansion, a small space that consists of a tin roof, a podium, and large bright pink frog. In Japan, frogs are a symbol for change. Terai tells the story behind the couple's breakup at every ceremony, like someone officiating a wedding. He asks the couple's friend to speak, then calls on the husband and wife to address the guests. It all ends with the couple smashing their wedding rings with a wooden hammer that looks like a frog's head. He tells me the couples always seem relieved after they smash the ring. A piece of paper isn't enough closure for these people. That's why they decide to do the ceremony. So far, Terai's done ceremonies for 27 divorcing couples, and he says demand is on the rise. Terai says his business has gotten so much attention that two other people have started officiating their own ceremonies. Later this month, he'll preside over his first divorce in South Korea. At the divorce mansion, Terai explains that today's couple is breaking up because they want different things. The husband, Hirotaka Amitani, left a full-time job to pursue his dream of building robots. His wife, Maki, couldn't support what she saw as an unstable lifestyle. Hirotaka Amitani tears up as he blames his immaturity for the breakup. Wife Maki says this ceremony marks the beginning of a new chapter in our lives. With that, the couple grab the frog-faced hammer and place the husband's wedding band on the podium. It takes three whacks to destroy the ring. Maki Amitani says, I feel like this marriage is finally over. I can finally move on. She parted ways with her husband after posing for the requisite divorce photos, but planner Terai says these ceremonies don't always end so predictably. Three couples have called off their divorce after the ceremony. One husband and wife changed their minds after they tried to destroy their rings but missed the target three times. For The World, I'm Akiko Fujita in Tokyo.